Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 57th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter 41 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 34, let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers, let whoever you set over the land of Egypt, over land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in seven plenteous years. Now the fifth part is a 20% tax. So you understand what he's saying. So for the next 7 years, have a 20% tax of all the grain that is grown, all everything that's grown. We're going to take 20% of it and put it in the storehouses so to be ready for the years of famine. Okay, that's the idea. Verse number 35, and let them gather all the food of these good years that come, 20%, and lay up the corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. You store it. Don't let nobody touch it. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. So he gave his advice quickly, 37 through 44. Joseph's promotion, he receives a promotion of great authority. And this thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in his eyes of all his servants. Even the wise men and the magicians, they said, wow, this guy's something different. Never seen a guy like this before. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a man as this is, a man whom the Spirit of God is? That lost pagan knew there was something different about Joseph. And he even used the word God, the Spirit of God. Elohim is the word. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God, there it is again, your God, has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be my over my house, and according unto my word shall my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I've set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he's made. In other words, it's the second best he had. The king had the best chariot. He was right behind the king. I mean, I don't know if it was a Lamborghini or what it was, a Mercedes-Benz, a Rolls-Royce. It was nice, okay? And they would cry before him, the servants would cry as he would come through the people, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. When I read that, my mind went to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. We see a type of Christ here in Joseph. And we talked before about Joseph could be a type of Christ and everything that took place in the years. Here's another great example where Joseph came from the prison, from the pit to the prison, a place of humility to a place of exaltation, where people would bow the knee. Well, let me read this to you. Who, speaking of Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. This is what Jesus did for us. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also exalted him, highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Bow the knee. What a picture. What a picture. Well, verses 45. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zath. I wanted to get to this because I want to pronounce it again. I tried this over and over and over again. This is not a Hebrew name. This is a Coptic name, they say. It is Zaphnath-Paaneah, Gesundheit. The word, that name literally means a revealer of secrets. It also has a dual meaning, I read. Not only is it a revealer of secrets, it also means the savior of the world. Ain't that neat? Okay. And he gave to him his wife, gave to Joseph a wife, Ashnath, the daughter of Potphera. It's almost like Potiphar. Matter of fact, I learned that those names mean the same. But anyway, he was a priest of On. And Joseph went over all the land of Egypt. Now, I wrote a note here I want to share with you. We're going to move on. I'm about done. Ashnath, nothing is said about her, but we can only imagine that she left her pagan beliefs and followed Joseph's God, Jehovah. In other words, she left her, what she was raised on, and followed Joseph and his God, because we see later that they had two boys, verses 50 and 52, Manasseh and Ephraim. Manasseh means forgetting. Literally, when Manasseh was born, Joseph named him Forgetting. Why? Because he had forgotten all those struggling years, all those years, and now there's land of plenty and all. And then Ephraim means fruitful. Literally, he remembers God's bountiful blessings. So quickly, in verse number 49, let me back up just a minute. Joseph gathered the corn as the sand of the sea very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. So much God had blessed during those 7 years. All right, let's move on. Verse 53, in 7 years of famine was plenteous, and that was in the land of Egypt. It ended, and now, verse 54. In the 7 years of dearth, that famine began to come, according as Joseph has said, and the dearth, that famine was in all the lands, but in all the lands of Egypt, there was bread. There was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for the bread, because they had it stored up. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go on to Joseph. I love that. Go to the man of God. When you're in trouble, you know where you ought to go. I had people call me this week. I'm supposed to meet with somebody tomorrow, and I don't have a problem with this. You need to go to the man of God who can go to God. Now, you ought to go to God, but if you're not able to go to God, you ought to go to somebody to help you with that. Are you following? Joseph's a little wise, or Pharaoh was wise. I can't help you. Go to Joseph. The Spirit of God is upon him. Remember what Pharaoh said? The Spirit of God's upon him. Go to Joseph. And whatever he says to do, do. Boy, I wish people would do that for me when I tell them to do something. Just do it. Just kidding. And the famine was all over the face of the earth. All over the earth. The whole earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. I wish I had time to talk about that. Now I got to quit. He didn't give it away. He sold it. Now, was it a fair price? You would think there would be a welfare system here, but Joseph was a wise man. He knew something. You start giving people something they ain't worked for, kind of like today's society. I ain't going there, but they ain't appreciative. And if they don't get it, they start rioting and burning buildings. I ain't going there, but you know where I'm at. But he sold it to them. You would think, well, I'll just give it away. No, no, no. You got to have some responsibilities. If a man don't work, he don't eat. Amen. Preacher, and the famine way was waxed sore in the land of Egypt, and all the countries came to Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that famine was so sore in all the lands. And we're going to see Joseph's brothers that affected him. We're going to see that wonderful reunion. The famine, I wrote this and I'll be done. The famine came and Joseph was ready. When the famine comes to you, will you be ready? If you don't get nothing else out of the lesson today, when the famine came, Joseph was ready. And the famine will come in our lives. Days of plenty, and then all of a sudden, nothing. Will you be ready? Not just for yourself, but like Joseph, to be able to help others also. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, these are more than just stories. Lord, these are applications to our life, how we can be ready when difficult times come. Lord, may the Spirit of God be upon us. Give us wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.